Want to enjoy your coffee while listening to some fun tunes, news, culture exchange, and much more? Then you should definitely tune into the Coffee Time. I'm your host, Vivian. Now lean back, sip your coffee, and enjoy. Hello, and welcome back here to Coffee Time. My name is Vivian, and today's show is going to be my last show. I'm so, so sad. But yeah, welcome back here to CDSF 90.1 FM, where we broadcast on the unceded Coast Salish territories of the Coquitlam, the Musqueam, the Squamish, and the Tsleil-Waututh. And welcome back here. I'm your host, Vivian, as you already heard on the intro, and I'm so excited to be back here. I'm so excited for today's show because I thought, okay, it is my last show, so I should kind of reflect my journey here at CDSF as an intern slash volunteer, and also, of course, tell you what day is today. But before, I would like to introduce you to a song that came out recently, and I'm so, so excited to play it for you. I have so many like old songs that kind of that I connect with my journey here on CDSF and Canada in general. It kind of it kind of gives back and reflects how my journey was here, and that I connect with the people here, the memories I made. And I'm so, so excited to play all these old songs and new songs. We do have some new songs. We do have some old songs and some songs from episodes where I had so much fun. And I'm going to, yeah, bring you some memories back. And I will do a little bit of time traveling, go back to my very first show, and actually I will look for I'm gonna play a street interview I did in November. So it's going to be interesting because I haven't heard it yet, or I haven't heard it again or repeated it, because I don't know, when I played it was probably cool, but I don't know how I feel about it now. So I'm going to be I'm so excited to play it for you. I'm going to play it for you soon, and I will have my unfiltered live reaction here on air to the street interview I did in November, because I did a lot of street interviews. Oh my goodness, I interviewed so many people, so many random people on campus about so many different things. And remember, like, my first street interview was an interview about what music the students are listening to, and I had so many different students that talked to me and shared their music taste. So it is really interesting, and I'm excited to play that for you. And I can also, like, kind of, I think you can tell that my English improved, hopefully. I hope so. And yeah, I'm also going to listen to my English, how it was in November, and hopefully I can see a difference. Hopefully I can hear a difference. And yeah, I hope it will go well, and that you have fun with that. And the first song for today I have for you here, because the song is about what is going on in the world, culture exchange, about my life, a life update of mine. And I went to Seattle last Friday, and it was a very special Friday because we had sun. I went to Seattle, I went to a tulip field, a farm, and I went to America. It was a huge event for me, so it was really cool. And while I went to America, a song came out that I was so hyped for the song to come out, because it is such a good song and I love it. I love it so much. You can, oh my goodness, I have to play it for you, because this song kind of, it gives me, I don't know, a good vibe, and I love it. I mean, it's a kind of a sad song, and I'm going to tell you a little bit more about the background of it and what does it mean, and why did the artist David Kushner wrote this song, what was his meaning behind the song. And it's a really sad song, I would say, but I don't know, I think it describes my journey here in a good way, because he sings about, oh, I love it and I hate it at the same time. I don't hate it to be here at all, but I think it kind of reflects my saying goodbye here, because I'm excited to go back to my family and say hi to my friends and see all of my family members again, my dogs. I'm so, so excited, but I also hate to say goodbye and leave my second home here in Canada. So I think it describes my goodbyes here and the end of this journey really well. So I would like to play you the song, and I'm going to tell you a little bit more about the background of it. Then we'll do a little time travel back to my good old first shows, and then I'm going to tell you what song is, what day is today, because so much is going on today besides my last show. So I'm going to tell you that soon too. But first of all, we're going to listen to Daylight by David Cash. And I'm so excited to say this because I was looking forward for this show since like 2 weeks or for 2 weeks, because it's such a good song and I always wanted to play it on my show. So I now have the chance to do it, and that's why I'm doing it. So please enjoy Daylight by David Kushner.
Telling myself I won't go there. Oh, but I know that I won't care. Trying to wash away all the blood I spill. This loss is a burden that we both share. Two sinners can atone from a long prayer. Souls tied intertwined by pride and guilt. There's darkness in the distance from the way that I've been living. But I know I can't resist it. Poison from the same vine. Oh, I love it and I hate it at the same time. Hiding all of our sins from the daylight. From the daylight, running from the daylight. From the daylight, running from the daylight. Oh, I love it and I hate it at the same time.
Daylight by David Kushner. I could play you the song the whole time because I love it. It's so good. And I actually played it on repeat the past day because it is such a good song and I was so hyped. Actually, it exploded on TikTok. It really exploded. Like, I only saw TikToks about it on Instagram, on all social media platforms. There were so many videos about that song, so I was really hyped. And I think he reached 597,000 views, and it was 6 days ago. And I think his other music video has 3.8 million views, and it's in the 10th place on trending for music. So I love him so much. He's such a good artist and singer-songwriter. And I think he performed with Daniel Lewis, I think that's his name. Dean Lewis, sorry. With Dean Lewis. And it was such a good concert. I didn't go, but I saw so many videos. And it was such a good concert. And it looked and really nice. And I heard so many good reviews about it. So I think it's a really, really good song. And yeah, I was actually thinking about what does this song actually mean? Because he thinks about, oh, I love it and I hate it at the same time. But who or what does he love and hate at the same time? So Layla is a song about the part of us attracted by darkness, even when we are generally driven by light. And in the lyrics, David Kushner is honest with himself. He knows he's a good man, always trying to live according to his positive values and do the right thing. But temptations are strong and you need to give up on them from time to time. And I agree with that. It's such a good song. I mean, I would say I'm mostly driven by daylight, but we do have sometimes there's darkness around us and we're trying to ignore it. But sometimes you just have to let go and, I don't know, let it out, cry, and don't ignore it. Because if you ignore our darkness in life, then you have to deal with it your whole life instead of confronting it. I think it is so much easier to just confront the dark times and actually, I don't know, like take care of the darkness in your life and try to reduce it and try to change it. And I think that's why I kind of connect to the song, because I mean, I'm such a happy person, I would say in general. I'm a general happy person. But sometimes, you know, I also have bad days, and that's totally fine. And here, especially here in Canada, being so far away from my family and friends, I learned that sometimes you just have to let go and accept things, and just, you don't have control over everything in life. So sometimes just let go and try to confront yourself with things, even though it is uncomfortable for you and it's not good, it's not easy, it's going to be difficult and hard, but those days and those moments make you stronger. And that's what I experienced here. I mean most of the time I was happy the whole time, but you know, sometimes I had to face challenges, and those challenges were hard and tough, and I had to work on them. Like, for example, I changed my host family in the first month in November. And I had a really tough time with my first host family, and it was a challenge for me to get out of it and to speak up for myself. And I did it, and now I'm the happiest person, probably not on planet, but like for me, I'm so, so happy. I found happiness here, and that's why I can highly recommend you just face your challenges and do it. Just whatever you have on mind, do it, because it is worth it. I spoke up and it was totally worth it. I met my host family, which is the loveliest host family I could ever imagine. And I'm so thankful that I met them. And that's why that showed me that it's so important to speak up and to face any obstacles you have in life. And it's so, so important to do that. And actually, I spoke with so many people here. I interviewed so many people, and this is what they showed me too, because I talked about a lot of really hard topics, very difficult topics and heavy topics with the people, but it always showed me there's always light at the end of the tunnel. So keep going, and yeah, keep on going what you're doing right now, and believe in yourself and stay strong. You will survive, and it is so, so important to always keep that on mind. So yeah, and I already started kind of reflecting my journey here automatically, but I would like to do a little bit of a jumping back. And I actually have in front of me, I have the three first song I ever played on air. I think I played them on my first show. I was so nervous. I remember like my first show, I was so, so nervous to sit in front of a computer and a microphone. And I was so nervous to talk in English for a whole hour. So I only played music. I can remember I played like 15 songs because I was so nervous to speak on air. And here I am sitting right now in front of a microphone without being feared at all, and without being scared, without being nervous. I'm just, it's so naturally family for me, and I'm so, so thankful that I can be here and have this confidence to speak here on air on CJSF. And that's why I would like to play you the first three songs I ever played live on air, and then we're going to listen to my first street interview that I ever did here on the SFU campus with the students. And I'm excited, actually, because I did, I think, around 5 street interviews. So I think a street interview every month. And sometimes it was challenging to find people. Some people are really socially awkward, which is okay. Not everybody wants to speak on the radio. But my last street interview was actually really, really great. So it was so much fun. And I'm excited to listen to my first street interview and to react to it. And I will give you my first reaction here live on air. But first of all, please enjoy Triple Cream by Clodel.
V6 steaming like a sauna. Pour some sugar in my coffee. Want it all night, call me little poppy. Drop that hot laugh, baby, put it on me. Gotta rule everything around me. Tell me if you're with me. Triple cream. Got me like we can shit. Fuck it, I'ma sweeten it. Did we just get hooked and live? Little treat inside. Sugar got me out. Don't know what's about. Did this good vibe glow, baby? You know, real honey flavor. I see that you've been missing lately.
Pour some sugar in my coffee. Want it all night, call me little poppy. Drop that hot.
Me.
ball, smoke it out when I'm hit them all. Run around, run around, run around, run around. Suck you dry till you go. Sell you lies and you got them. Get you high.
By Jordana, and these were the three songs, or the first three songs I ever played on air on my first show in November. So I came here on 1st of November. I flew here from good old Germany and came here to Canada, to Vancouver, to do my volunteering here and, yeah, to work at the radio here. And I'm so, so glad that I found CJSF because they're lovely. And if you're ever interested in volunteering here, you should definitely check out our station. We're really cool people here. We're really cool. We have a music library with over 80,000 items. And you can help out wherever you want to. You can produce music. You can make live music. You can you can invite your friends for an interview. You can go on air. You can work with the programming or help out with the programming. And it is so cool. You can do so many cool things. And I had so many good opportunities here. I went to a candlelight concert and interviewed the artist and the whole concert manager, which was so cool. I went to a comedy show this Tuesday, actually, a Tuesday night, and it is so, so cool. So I am so, so thankful. I also went to the art gallery, interviewed an artist there, or like a very, very inspiring documentarian. Her name is Alanis Obomsuaven, and I wrote a report on our website, cjsf.ca. It's published now, it's out. So go on our website, cjsf.ca, and check out my report that I wrote about meeting Alanis Obomsuaven and going to the exhibition about The Children Have to Hear Another Story. And it's about her work. And she worked with a lot of Indigenous communities. And yeah, try to show that we need more justice and equality, and that Indigenous people are, I don't know how to say that, but that Indigenous people are so, so important, and that their life matters, and that we should protect their culture and their communities. And she's so inspiring. She did so many good things and helped so many children that were ripped out of their families and put into foster homes by the government. And yeah, she is really great, and I'm excited, and I hope you can. I was so excited about it, and hope you can read my report on our website. I checked it out, and I would like to jump from the present events to the past, because in November I did my very first street interview, and it's about what song are you listening to, because I saw this video online and people were asked about their favorite songs and their music. So I asked people about what is your favorite song in general, what song are you listening to right now. So I went out on campus and I kind of walked around and looked for people with headphones. So I always interviewed people with headphones and asked, what song are you listening to? What's your name? What song are you listening to right now? What's your favorite song in general? What's your favorite sad song? What's your favorite happy song? And I have so many great answers. And I remember the show being so cool because I played the interview and then I played all of the songs that I just named. So there were some cool songs. And going to listen to it, you will have my live reaction here on air, because I haven't listened to it since I played that video. So it's going to be interesting and hopefully not embarrassing. I hope not, but hopefully not. I don't think so. But let's jump into it and let's listen to my very first street interview. Enjoy.
And what's your name?
Darren.
My name's Ian.
My name's Ashraf.
I'm Kennedy.
Sydney.
My name is V.
My name's Jessica.
I'm Danish.
Ariana.
What song are you listening to right now?
Bigger Than the Whole Sky by Taylor Swift.
295.